it can't be any worse than any other coffee maker. Like my coffee maker I have now, that's actually why I asked for a separate grinder, because it had the rotating blades like under the hopper, and then it had this like chute with like the spinning wheel that would push the grounds into the coffee filter area. And I like dark roast, so it's always greasy, and after like two pots maybe, not sometimes it would clog on the first pot, but it would just pack that chute full of ground, and then it would brew coffee with like an eighth of the ground that I'm supposed to be putting in that 12 cup pot. And I finally got so sick of it, I stopped. I use it like a regular coffee maker now, but when that thing works, man, that's some of the best coffee I've ever had. But I got sick of cleaning it, and that's where I'm at now. It's got to be a filter, I got to rinse out a crap, and that's it.
J-E-8-R-U-H.
Good morning, Anthony. Today's topic, as you probably have noticed, is coffee. And when it comes back around to Cody, you have to tell me what beans you like to get. Anthony, go ahead and tell us what your coffee story is.
Man, I'm pretty simple, unfortunately. Well, fortunately and unfortunately. I'm just a straight-up black coffee guy, and I don't get into it enough to really have preferences or anything like that. I like to, when I go to Starbucks, I just get a blonde roast, black coffee, and that's about it. Nothing fancy for me. Over to you, Dakota.